If we could have approval of the May 8th minutes. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink Staff Fire Department. Currently, we are 275 and 1,000 runs for the year right now. 2 weeks ago, our truck committee attended the pre-construction conference up in Seagrave to finalize the truck. We've got everything finalized. I just finished Friday with sending the change orders back, so the truck should be on its way being built here soon. They're telling us rough estimate of December to the first part of January whenever we will take receipt of the truck. I want to personally thank the conservation officers in the area, especially CO Cooper. They are taking us out onto the river. We've already completed one day with three of their boats and our boat. They had us out all day last Thursday, I believe it was, Wednesday or Thursday. But they had one shift out, spent all day on the river. They're teaching us lots of things, and they're going to do each one of our shifts. And the next outing is this coming Wednesday. They will be doing green shift. So I just want to give a shout out to those guys for helping us. It's greatly appreciated. We have our new hirees coming through. Right now they're in the PERF process. That should be completed hopefully sometime this week. So it shouldn't be too long before we have our new hirees up and ready, and we're going through the promotion process as we speak also. So hope to have something for you guys on both those by next meeting.
Okay, you're gonna do it this evening?
Pardon me?
You wanna do those promotions this evening?
I can if you want me to. I don't know if one of the families here or...
Yeah, okay, I'll wait till next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
City Inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper, from 424 to 522 to date. We've had 225 violation letters sent out, 60 grass, and 31 junk and debris. Yeah.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. There's not a possum in the bag. This year, our intake so far, we've taken in 343 animals. We've adopted out 194. We've had one die, 12 euthanasias, 75 returned to owners, and 78 transferred out. I'm happy to say our average length of stay for our animals is now 13.3 days. So that's really, really great. And that has to do with puppies. We're adopting out a lot of puppies, so they don't stay very long, where some of the other bigger dogs stay longer. I was just at Franklin Elementary School today. I went and visited the fourth grade class and took two puppies and two kittens to visit with them. The Franklin Student Council organized a food drive for the animal shelter, and the stairs of going into the main entrance inside the building was completely full with food. I mean, it was like three truckloads of food. They did a phenomenal job, and Mrs. Wagner's class was the number one class that brought the most food, and that was fourth grade. So today they had a private visit with me and some puppies and kittens, and tomorrow I'm going out to Franklin to see the rest of the school and taking some puppies and kittens out to see them. We had our meeting in Florida since I was last here, and everything there went really great. We learned a lot of great things. For me, one of the biggest things I took back was all of the forward thinking that they're coming up with for animal shelters to do. We're kind of already on board with those things, so we're tracking right where we want to be tracking at, nationwide, kind of, for our little tiny small town animal shelter. we're doing things the same way they're doing them in big cities, so that's a really good thing. We also met several different groups. One group in particular called thegreatergood.org. We kind of told them about some of the problems we've been having with our expansion, and they're going to be out next week to look over all of our plans and to see if they can come up with something, because that's what they do, is they go out and they help shelters expand and build on. That's what they specialize in, and they don't charge anything to do it. So they're going to come out and see us. So that's really awesome. And I brought you guys some swag back. I'll bring it up there and put it on the desk. You guys can fight over it. There's like portable dog bowls. So we get all kinds of, there's all kinds of vendors, and so we get all kinds of really neat stuff. There's some bandanas in there. Yeah. Probably Mark will need to take it because he's got like a whole pack of dogs at his house. And the cool thing, I start an animal shelter or an animal radio show at WAOV on Friday, and so that'll be promoting the animal shelter, of course, but helping the citizens of our community with animal questions and animal issues, which will hopefully help keep more animals in homes and keep them out of the animal shelter.
So she's doing a tutorial on the Mark and Mark show tomorrow. So
I am. I am. And then I'm going to go see the attorneys. I'm going to go watch the attorneys on Thursday.
You might notice a little different pace and a layer of intensity between the two shows.
They're going to teach me everything. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited for the animal shelter and you know, all kinds of the good publicity is good. So I'm going to just give this to you guys.
Great. Thanks,
Thank
Laura.
Danny, cemetery.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. In the month of April, we had 18 burials or entombments. So far in May, we've had 11. That brought us up for the year to date to 76. And a total of recorded burials in the city cemetery at 35,521.
Did you bring us any swag, Danny? I don't
know. No, they're not giving me any right here. So.
Okay, we have no old business. We're going to move to new business, but we're going to start with the swearing in of a new police officer, Robert Kincaid.
This guy in high school, that's what I want to know. I'm like,
yeah. Chief Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. I'm glad to call Robert Kincaid II up here today to have the mayor swear him in. He is unit number 224 for Vincennes Police Department. He's been in Vincennes for the last 5 years. His hometown is actually Shirley, Indiana, and he's engaged to Sybil Newland, who's a regular around these parts, that name is. So we intend on keeping him around this area. So he used to work at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, and he does have a degree from Vincennes University. So I thank the merit board for their work getting all of the application process through. And I have met Robert a couple times before playing some church league softball, and I know he's a good man. We're surely glad that he's coming on the department. So with all that, he came on so quick, his badge isn't here yet. So I'm not going to hand him a badge today, but the mayor sure would like to swear him in. So here we go.
Okay, we'll move on to USO banner requests.
Those are good thing we had that spurring
in there, Rosie. You know, I was afraid you weren't going to make it.
Our show is September 9th, and we was wanting to hang the banner up 2 weeks prior to the event on wherever there is available.
Hart Street.
Okay. And Paula, everything's good?
So we're going to approve a banner request for the USO show on Hart Street from August 28th to September the 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rosie. Good luck with the show.
Thanks.
Next is Salvation Army Fund Run banner request. Captain Laura.
Captain Laura Lunham, Salvation Army. Excuse me not being in uniform. It's been gardening day at the Salvation Army. And it's baseball.
It's nice to see you in something else.
I do have something other than my uniform. And it's baseball team in like 45 minutes.
Right.
I am here today because we are trying something new. Our 5K has gone, and it was okay. But we're trying an obstacle course over at Gregg Park. We've gotten permission from the Parks Department. And we just need permission today from you guys to hang the banners. It's already all written up at Hart Street, July 17th through the 31st, and on College Ave from August 14th to the 21st. And while I'm in there, there are numerous people in this room that I would love to ask that when I call you and ask you to be a part of this, if you would just say, yeah, Captain, I'm ready. We are so repeat after me. Yes, Captain. We are so far behind in funds right now. We are going to do anything, including ringing bells last week, which only brought in about $500. So we are in desperate need of funding. So anything and everything we can do, or if anybody sends me any other place, I will go beg wherever I need. But that is what we need right now for the banners.
Great. Okay, so we're going to approve a banner hanging request from Salvation Army for their fund run event on Hart Street from July 17th to the 31st and on College Avenue from the 14th through the 21st.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Captain Laura.
Yes, Captain
Laura. Yes, Captain Laura.
Next is Great Strides Cystic Fibrosis Walk and Banner Request. Tammy Howell.
I am the coordinator for the Great Strides Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. This is our sixth annual walk. It is September 24th, and I'm requesting to hang two banners 2 weeks prior, starting September 11th, one on Hart and one on College. And then I'm also requesting the same closure of the intersection, but that's catty corner from Don Bell Rec Center and the outdoor track at VU, so that there is safe crossing, because we do indoor
right,
registration.
Chestnut, yeah.
Okay. It's the same as I've had every year.
Right, every year.
I see the chief disappeared, but you guys are okay with the blockage of Chestnut next to the track, right? Okay. So we'll approve two motions by the Cystic Fibrosis Association for hanging banners on Hart Street from September 11th through the 25th and on College Avenue on the same dates, and also an approval for closing of Chestnut Street next to the Vincennes University track as a part of their walk route, as has been done in the past.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks.
Okay, next is resident-only parking sign at 11 South A Street. KCRC, Christina Pritchard. Nobody there.
So you want to table that, or you want to remove it?
Did she say she was going to be here? Or?
Okay, let's table. I'll make a motion.
She's fine.
Okay, we'll table that.
Next is Franklin Heights Vacation Bible School banner request. Laura Smith or Bess Connor. Bless you.
We are looking to request two banners. Our VBS is June 30th and July 1st from 6 to 8:30. I don't know what locations are available.
We got you down for Second Street. College Avenue.
College Avenue.
Okay. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Great.
We'll take what we can
get. And we got, Paul's got everything she needs, right?
Insurance company.
We're on insurance.
Yeah. I talked to our insurance agent, and he said he couldn't do it until I got approval from the board.
Okay.
But it's not.
So we'll just make a motion to accept pending the acceptance of the insurance.
Okay.
So the board makes a motion to approve the hanging of two banners for Franklin Heights Vacation Bible School on June 19th through the 30th on Second Street, and June 19th through the 30th on College Avenue, pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Hope for Warriors Bucket Brigade, June 3rd, Casey's General Store, Jenny.
These guys have done this for a while, right?
Yes, but.
And this is coming up on June the 3rd. Right. So we won't meet again before the 3rd. Do we know her well enough to?
Yeah, we'll call her. And
accept that. Okay. So we'll make a tentative motion to approve the Bucket Brigade on June 3rd from 9 to 2 at 15th and Hart. Chief, you're okay with that? That particular weekend? Okay. Pending approval by presenter via phone by the mayor.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next, Hippie Jeeps Carnival, June 7th and 10th, Mark McNeese.
Mark McNeese, Knox County Chamber. Actually, I have a couple different things. First, Carnival, I think you have a request, an email. Paula, did you give that to them? Okay, from Debbie Heaton, that with the Carnival people. They would like to set up June 4th and through Sunday, June 11th, on the city parking lot right here on Vigo Street. The reason we are going through that with the chamber is so we can coordinate just advertising efforts. They have their own insurance. They have their own advertising.
So this coincides with your event?
It'll be at the same time. We're just doing it that one day. The Heap of Jeeps is just one day.
Okay.
This is the week leading up
okay.
to that.
But the two events are connected.
Yeah, and we just advertise. We coordinate advertising with each other. That's why we've done it this way.
Okay.
So there's that is one separate, and then I have another for the day of Heap of Jeeps itself.
Is that in here?
Not mine.
Huh?
Not the second part. The
okay.
Car.
So you need us to do that today, or you need to?
The carnival one.
We'll do the carnival one, but you have.
Yeah, I just got a simple one of the other.
Okay. But you want us to go ahead and act on this one now?
Yeah.
Two. Okay. All right. Well, let's take them one at a time. So we're going to make a motion to approve the Heap of Jeep Carnival on the city parking lot from June the 4th through June the 11th for a setup, with the actual event being the 7th through the 10th.
That's correct.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
The quick second one I have is that the Heap of Jeeps this year, we're at the Rendezvous Grounds again on June 10th, but we are doing a poker run with Jeeps starting that morning at 8 o'clock, and it's going to go on a 65-mile journey throughout the county and into Illinois a little bit and come back. The request is for Dixie Orchard Drive to be closed from 8 to 10 that morning, right next to Yoakum Auto, because that's where we want to stage the Jeeps before they enter the
so you're doing that in conjunction with Yoakum.
With Yoakum Auto. And instead of putting 100 Jeeps on the lot, that road there would work really well.
Okay.
So that's part of that request. And then also at the Rendezvous Grounds, we would love to do, just like last year, the city brought a dump truck and we used it for trash. And then we had the flatbed for a stage that we used as well. So I'm requesting that we're able to do that as well.
Yeah, Bryce, you okay with it?
Good.
Okay.
And that could be done.
And you know the flatbed.
2 or 3 days ahead of time.
Yeah, that's theirs.
Okay. All right.
And
so,
that's a short window from 8 to 10 on that Saturday.
Chief, you see any problem with that?
No.
Okay. All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of Dixie Orchard Drive from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on
June
Sunday?
10th. June 10th.
Saturday, June 10th.
Yeah.
For a poker run affiliated with the Heap of Jeeps Festival. And then a secondary recommendation for the use of a dumpster truck and a flatbed provided by the street department as a part of the Heap of Jeeps Festival on the Rendezvous Grounds.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Mark.
No, that wasn't confusing at all.
Next is Spring on Main.
We're really earning our money tonight, Mayor.
Shyla Bean with Vincennes Knox County Visitors and Tourism Bureau. I'm here requesting street closures on Friday, June 2nd for Spring on Main. We want to have the streets closed 6th through 2nd, leaving the intersections open from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Furthermore, we'd like the Pocket Park restrooms remain open until 10 p.m., and then we'd like to have a dump truck at the Ewing's lot there at the old Cramac building at 4th and Vigo.
What do you want to do with that?
We need a dump truck.
Oh, we need a dump truck?
Yeah, a dump truck there for trash.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So the motions presented by the VTB and NVIN is for the Spring on Main event on June 2nd to close Main Street from 2nd to 6th with intersections open, and an accompanying request to have Pocket Park restrooms open until 10 p.m. and a dumpster truck available at the Ewing parking lot.
Well, the old Cramac, yeah.
The old Cramac lot. Thank you.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shyla. Next is street sweeper bid opening. It looks like we have two.
No, you got to let me open it too. You can't. That's the vice president's only responsibility. So it's uncontaminated when you look at it. So. You're going to pass this on? There's one. Laura, is there any letter openers in there in the swag? I just got to take that sweat test. Wonderful. That sure opens a lot easier when you. Oh, that's cute. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to take that and put that in.
Okay, the first bid we have is with Best Equipment Company. Unit price is $246,613.99, less trade-in of $60,000, bringing the net to $186,613.99.
Make the motion to take these both under advisement. Okay.
This one? Is it Jack? Doheny?
Okay, the next bid is with Jack Doheny, and the unit price is $239,500, less trade-in allowance of $25,000, bringing the net sale price to $214,500, and there's a couple other additional options that are showing on here as well, too.
Okay, so we will make the board will make a motion to accept both of these bids as presented and pass them on to Bryce for further delineation and consideration.
I'll second the motion.
And then Bryce, thank you.
That's what I meant to say. What I meant to say was we will take these bids under advisement per recommendation of City Attorney Dave Rolligan and hand them over to Bryce Anderson.
And then can we leave that to Bryce when he just figures out which
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Sure.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I have a request from the board to advertise for a closed bid sale for some surplus equipment, trucks and a trailer. And do that one.
That's just, he's just going to advertise excess equipment that they don't need.
Right.
Okay. So the board will make a motion to approve the request as presented by Bryce to describe the aforementioned excess equipment.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And on a separate issue, we have an item at the shop. The amount is for less than $200 to declare a surplus, and we request to be able to trade it for another piece of equipment.
So you have a piece of excess equipment in less than $200 that you'd like to trade for another piece of equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce. Next is Pavilion Rental United Way campaign kickoff, and I don't think Dan is here.
Put that off. Put this in. I was hoping that Mr. Ravalette actually presented this to Paula on behalf of United Way, as he's a board member. United Way is considering having its kickoff event for the 2017 campaign at the Old State Bank, and also to use the pavilion for our agency presentations. So we've requested the use of that on the evening of Tuesday, August the 29th.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the use of the pavilion rental Tuesday, August 29th from noon till 8 p.m.
And we will provide insurance as required.
You got it.
Great. Okay.
All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And last is pavilion rental for the Parks Department. I will speak on their behalf on June 3rd. They're planning on doing a fundraiser for the exercise equipment at Leicester Square. Their plans are to do this on the Riverwalk, but in case of bad weather, they'd like to have the pavilion to hold that event. So,
is there a time?
It's not yet.
Not yet.
It's just going to be in the evening.
Second.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have nothing under miscellaneous. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.